The American Repertory Theater in Cambridge is presenting the U.S. premiere of Transcripts Part 1, The Women. The playwright Paul Lucas spent 4 years interviewing people around the world and used their words to create the seven characters who share their stories on stage. Theater critic Killian Molloy reviewed the play for WBUR's The Artery, and he joins us now. Good morning, Killian.
Good morning, Sharon.
How's the play structured?
Basically, this is the seven characters giving us their own intimate personal point of view, telling us their stories, and they kind of play off of each other a little bit. The play is divided into subsections and chapters, so they follow certain themes. You can get an idea of those themes and how they're talking to you about their experiences in this montage.
I was in first grade, and they encouraged us to wear costumes to school for Halloween. And I wanted to be a witch because as someone who felt like a girl, I related to this character. It wasn't about being feminine.
My mother worked the graveyard shift from 11 to 7, so I could do whatever I wanted to at night, and she didn't know. I'd prance around the house in her shoes, her makeup, her clothes, perform in the mirror.
We were wearing tutus, running around the garden, chasing each other with slugs and worms. And it was on that day, driving back home, when I dropped up my mum in the car. I said, "I'm not a boy," and she nearly swerved off the road.
You know, what really struck me was how every one of these characters told us pretty straightforwardly that they knew from a very early age that they were different, that their physical gender and their sense of themselves did not correspond. And they also picked up a sense that this was not going to be okay for everybody else in the world. They learned that they had to kind of be quiet and hide themselves away.
So this sounds like a fairly compelling conflict at the heart of this theatrical production.
It is compelling. And even if you come in to the theater not really understanding anything about it, you're going to find yourself illuminated by this and really very moved. It's not all doom and gloom. It's not all pain and suicidal ideation. All of that's part of it. But there's a lot of very funny passages. There's a lot of humanity and a lot of heart to it as well.
Right. Now, in your review for The Artery, it did catch my eye that you described the play as unstintingly frank and often cathartically funny, which, again, is just not the standard combination.
You have to be able to find the humor in these things because, of course, these are seven characters who are trying to explain an experience to people who in the audience are going to be a mix of allies, people who probably understand where they're coming from, and people who have no idea but want to learn something about it.
Killian, do you think there might be sort of an extra energy in the room for this play in that it's arriving on stage for its U.S. premiere in a political moment that it's probably safe to assume was not predicted at the time the play was initially put on the schedule?
I wouldn't think anyone would have predicted our current situation, no. And I know that people in the GLBT community as a whole are feeling quite anxious. And for trans people, I think that that anxiety is probably even a little more sharp. The current leadership, the current atmosphere, does not strike me as being very understanding, certainly not conciliatory, not the sort of atmosphere where you feel that everyone's being heard and respected, but rather people are being asked to, if they're not like everyone else, keep quiet about it again, like the good old days, which really, for many people, were not so good.
How important do you think it is to discuss gender identity in a way that listens to and respects, everyone, including trans people?
I think it's extremely important. One of the most striking moments in the production is when a person who talks about being a hermaphrodite describes being on a public bus and people's responses and people guessing, is that a man, is that a woman, people giggling. Finally, a young woman comes up and simply says, "Are you a man? Are you a woman?" And the character turns to us with this big smile. I love that. She's not talking about me. She's talking to me. And I think that that's what this play is about. There are seven characters courageously talking to us about these confusing, difficult, frightening, painful, and in the end, transformative experiences. As another of the characters puts it, this is not just a trans quest or a quest about gender. It's a human experience and a human adventure, and it's made life so rich that she would never have wanted to live another life.
Killian, thank you.
Thanks so much.
For Killian Molloy's review of the ART's Transcripts, Part 1, The Women, Check out The Artery at WBUR.org.